In Addis Ababa's Meskel Square, tens of thousands of protesters show their support for the Ethiopian government. Organized by the city's administration, it's also meant to lend support to the armed forces in their war against the Tigray rebels and their allies. Famous singer Tariku Gangisi was invited to sing in praise of Ethiopia's military and took the opportunity to call for peace.
I was in the battleground. When I was told the battle was against my brother, I turned back. Let the young people not be sent. Instead, let's send our elders. Negotiation is better. With guns, we bring no solution. It's enough.
The Ethiopian government has called the fight against the Tigray rebels an existential war. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, who won the Nobel Peace Prize 2 years ago, has vowed to bury his enemies. Abiy also declared a nationwide state of emergency that allows any armed citizen of military age to be conscripted. The military has also asked veterans to re-enlist. Thousands of civilians have since joined the war. Despite the state of emergency declared by the government, there is calm on the streets of Addis Ababa. Traffic on the city's main roads remain busy as residents go about their daily business. But there is an unusually heavy police presence, with officers conducting random security and identity checks.
I don't feel any different since the state of emergency was declared. Commodity prices have not changed much.
After entering the state of emergency, my business has not changed much, and I can see my customers coming to buy things every day, just as before. I'm not too worried about what will happen in the future, but I hope that our country will have peace soon.
But not everyone is confident. The U.S. Embassy in Addis Ababa ordered the departure of its non-essential diplomats on Saturday, a day after advising all U.S. citizens to leave Ethiopia as soon as possible. And several other embassies, including those of Saudi Arabia, Canada, Sweden, and Norway, have now done the same. Mohammed Adu, Al Jazeera, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.